me.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone. Let me apologize. There was supposed to be a public hearing tonight for the change to the zoning, and I did not get the information to Marianne to get in the paper in time. So this week we will be putting it in the paper, and we'll also put it in next week, and that way we can do it at the next meeting. And I have no idea how I couldn't figure out that you had to send it 2 weeks early, beyond me, but I apologize. All right, moving on. Did everyone have an opportunity to review the minutes?
Yep.
Just got some reading of the minutes.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, then we will dispense with the reading of the minutes. Who do we have joining us, Paul?
Well, funny you should ask.
I'm sorry?
Funny you should ask.
Ah, okay.
Our attendees tonight via Zoom are Tim Kelly.
Hi, Tim.
Hello.
Dave and Sue. And actually, Dave Marzoff and the tax collector, his wife.
Beverly,
yes. The name was blanking for a minute. And Sue Carter from the newspaper.
Hey, guys. Okay. So let's start with fire department. You have a report. I know you do.
Yep, they just purchased 10 new Scott air pack tanks. They're on the second year with 3-year program. They were very expensive. They're going to start with their Wednesday fire drills. So you see any activity down there on Wednesday night, it's just done doing the drill. And it's still operating under the county's COVID protocol. Okay, that's about it.
And they were $11,000 for those Scott airbags. Something else that I discussed with the fire chief last week before, he's looking into options about fuel sharing with the town, and hopefully over the next few months we'll develop a plan. We'll be talking to other town supervisors and probably our attorney, because I'm thinking it's going to be a change to our annual contract. But we've got to come up with a plan. That's way too expensive for them to be buying commercial. So he asked if we would do that. And I've asked him to look into what it would cost to get defibrillators, both at the town barn and the town hall. And he's working on that too. So we're going to find out if we can't do something with getting defibrillators where we should have them and should have them there for a long time. So hopefully we'll be able to afford it. But so Terry is working on that. Thank you, Mr. Clark. I haven't heard anything from Dave Holt, so I'm going to go with everything's good in the county. Yeah, that was scary. What do you know we don't know, Paul? Yeah. All right, Mr. Perkins, you're up.
Okay, I'll start it off with the gentleman down on Sandy Point in the log cabin. He's already called me 3 times about his road being paved. Very good. I explained everything to him and told him, you know, about the volume. I have other roads. I explained to him about Old Pond Road, you know, all them and everything. And he still thinks that his road should be paved. So what I did is I told him, if you wanted to pay for the material, I would supply the manpower. And he said, get a quote. So I'm going to have John Coleman from Midland come over and give a quote. And that's, I mean, if he don't want to, I can't. We just, that, I have other roads that are just too bad. I can't, you know.
Do all of that, but we don't do anything until we talk to the town attorney.
Right, right. Because what he would probably have to do is he would probably have to pay Midland himself.
And I'm not comfortable with any of that without the town attorney being involved and maybe even the county. I don't know. Because I don't know. I'm a little uncomfortable with it.
Oh, and I agree. You know,
and he's one person on that road where there are other all year round people who may not like that idea.
He also brought up about what he pays for taxes. And I explained to him how his place is beautiful and everything. And being on water, your taxes are going to be that high.
We've done it in the past with private roads. They bought the material, we supply the manpower of the truck. You have to sign off. Somebody have to sign off on that road.
It's a public road.
It's a public road.
It's public, and but just beyond his place. He approached me.
John, roughly how long would that be?
I know it's not 3 packs. It may be 2 packs, between 2 and 3 packs. It's narrow. I think it's only an 16 or 18 foot road.
And you just
What I would do is I'd have them just pull it one way.
Yeah, it's understanding it's because when that road was accepted by the town, it was under normal length, and it doesn't reach full length till just in front of his place. Just as you come up around the curve.
Yeah, just start up over that curve right there, right? Yeah. But I mean, I've already talked to John Coleman, and he said he'd be more than happy to come out, you know, and just figure it out. I told him it'd be a couple of weeks, and I'd have a, you know.
Well, should you only do it to where it narrows so that he ain't, in case you ever have to open that up to for full roadway?
Oh, you mean up to where it's narrow?
Yeah. That way you would.
You mean do the narrow part and leave the width part?
No.
It's where narrow,
it's full width out by his house, right?
Just by and
it's narrow.
Just behind his house on the curb, there are Walters. And then to the dead end.
Right.
And that is normal length, but from 17 up to that point, it's not. It's only about 14.
I'll get with you, Bruce. And
okay.
Either Carl or me, we can go down there and just so I can show you.
And I would at least want it full width, that, you know, for us.
But that's why I had trouble getting the turnaround, because the turnaround had to be moved.
Exactly.
So let's leave it at this. Go ahead and do what you've already started. No guarantees to anybody, but I think we're going to end up, I know we're going to the attorney, and we're probably going to have to canvass the other residents or tax landowners on that road.
Another point is that some people want speed bumps in there. Not going to want that, I'm sure. But we'll have to, all the people that live on that spec, they're telling what's being involved. And if they want speed bumps, then I don't know if you're excited or not.
It's not going to be one man's checkbook.
Well, ain't it private after that point anyway?
It's private right after the turn.
Right.
Where are the mailboxes at?
Let's go with that, John.
Okay, like I said, I didn't know.
We'll go from there.
I'm sure John has had, because some people complain about speeding down through there, and with a better paved road, it's going to be more active.
Majority of them, yes.
What else you got?
Okay, I'm on the tires for our 2017. Unit 17. I got a bid for tires from Syracuse Retreaders, and they gave me a quote for everything for $1,824.22. And then I got one from Valley Tire for $1,650, and that's complete. We changed it on everything.
Well, Valley Tire, he lives, always been, they live in town, or he lives in town. But...
How much is Valley?
$1,650.
$1,650 even.
By the loop, I'd go.
Yep.
So, like I say, and he's a town taxpayer.
Yes.
So I guess we're going to get Pete's Valley Tire to change?
That would be, I think that motion.
Second.
All favor?
Aye.
I don't think we need a motion on that, but okay. Got one now. So call Pete and tell him we want the tires.
All right. Sign inventory is all done. I just got to figure out what signs we have to replace. They are in here. I just didn't get time to figure out what we got to have.
Okay. So we'll be spending some money on signs, but we get them through the county. We don't go to...
Okay.
We got to get them through the county because we get a really good deal that way.
Yeah. He'll be there. He's the Auctions International will be there either Thursday or Monday to take pictures and everything. So probably by the first part of the following week, that'll be in.
Okay. Radios?
They're on their way. Talk to them today.
Thursday or Monday?
Thursday or Monday.
But the all other ones we got in, they're working awesome.
Okay. We ran into an incident during the recent multiple power outages. And one that was almost 20 hours long. None of the cell phones work. And there is no landline at Town Bar, which puts us at a disadvantage. So we need to put a landline back at the Town Barn. So Sheldon Bruce will make the motion. Dick second. All in favor?
Aye.
There we go. So we will get the phone company out here to put a landline back in there.
We should be able to keep the same number, shouldn't we?
Not
going to
matter
if we don't, you know.
We'll try, but.
If you don't, no, that's understandable. Because it's still no through the switchboard anyway.
Was there anything else for the highway? I don't remember. I know those are the things you and I were talking about and working on. So, he did get an email about chips, which is pretty funny. It looks like chips will be approved and that we're going to have a lot of money in the state to do the highways, but
is that under the president's infrastructure bill?
I have no idea. No, that's not even a thing yet. Buttigieg is still working on it. But the Senate and the Assembly included significant funding increases for roads, bridges, and culverts. So hopefully, we're going to get a letter that actually says, here's your CHIPS money. John did call Dan Petrella and he told him he's our contact with the DOT in Syracuse.
I feel so sorry for him.
He said,
everybody's telling him he had no answers.
And, you know, for more than a year before, Dan has been saying,
I don't know.
He didn't want to tell him to go and spend it and not have it at all.
Exactly. So we'll wait and see. All right, I think that's all we got from you.
That's pretty much all.
Thank you. Mr. Kelly, are you there? All I got.
Yes, I'm here. Going to the bathroom. Give me a minute.
TMI, Tim. TMI.
You don't need to zoom that part, Tim.
It's in town history now.
Yeah. It's going in the minutes.
Someone might have made a motion to adjourn.
Oh my goodness.
So in the meantime, while we wait for Tim, the code enforcement, he's been working on a couple of things. He's getting lots of calls for building permits for this year. And he's doing some inspections on open permits. And he issued one new building permit. So he's working on it. He's also looking into a couple of things with Department of Health that need to be addressed. So when we have a report or information, we'll share it at that point. So. And Mr. Kelly is back.
I'm back.
Yeah.
You know, even Superman can't hold it, so.
TMI.
Can you hear me?
Happy Day.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
Okay. As far as the historian, I attended a Zoom meeting with the Oswego County historians. It was actually their second one. The first one, they didn't get in touch with everybody, but they had about 11 or 12 participants, which is very high, even for an in-person meeting for them. And they had a speaker, someone concerning Facebook, and if any of the historians would be using Facebook, they should follow a certain procedure to do so, to keep information the way it should be and not having people come in and voice their opinions. They're going to have another one next month. And it was real good to see people and talk to them. Other than that, I haven't heard anything from anyone, checking my emails. So if it's okay, we'll move right on to the planning board. I believe there was a couple members of the board that attended our board meeting on Zoom last month. And I know, Kathy, you were in and out there for a few minutes. We came up with the moratorium. Copy that, and we submitted it to you because I believe you were going to print them off, Kathy.
I don't think I got them, Tim.
Really?
In fact, I know I didn't get it. Yep.
Well, I'll make sure that I thought I emailed them to both your private and your supervisor emails. I know
it's not,
there's a,
not in either one.
A lot of times you don't get some of your emails, I know, from Tug Hill for some reason through there, because Matt Johnson had a hard time getting through to you. Have you been getting anything from him?
He's now using my private email. So I don't have a problem with getting things from Matt. I do have problems getting them on my town email, and I have no idea why.
Well,
but I
believe we kind of went over the bullet points on that moratorium. Matt Johnson had sent that to me, and it was basically from town of Albion, and I just kind of replaced everything. And then also change the time period for from 6 months to 1 year to give us enough time to make sure that we get this done. But I'm sorry you didn't get them. I'll get that to you. I'd like the town board to look it all over. I believe Dick, you were there, weren't you? And Larry.
Yep. Mm-hmm. agree with him?
Yeah, sir.
And the chatter out there is a lot of these companies are starting to look for more land. I know Camden is having a big solar farm put in up on the Hillsborough Road. And I don't know what their particular laws are entail, but you know, as these companies address the residents and the town board about this, we'd like to get this in place as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And I don't know what entailed with that. I didn't ask Matt. I don't know whether you have to have a public hearing for that or not.
Yeah.
Moratorium is a local law, so you need a moratorium for local law.
Right, so we'd have to have that done as well as the zoning changes too. Is it possible to have the hearing? It's on the same night.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Ooh, it's March.
So, that's Easter week. Our next meeting is not till the 19th. We want to try and have a meeting on the solar and do zoning at the same time in the middle. Okay.
Yeah,
because
I don't understand why we need to do it here.
What, the moratorium?
Yep. Yep. You know, you guys are going against a lot of landowners who say, I want to hold on to my property. I don't farm it no more, but how do I make a living to pass it? I mean, you know, I really think you should hear from the old companies on that.
Well, I do too.
To make something in place.
So do you want to do it on the next board meeting?
I'm good with that.
You guys tell me, because
it
could be a long evening. All right.
Kathy and the board, I just heard some of Bruce's comments there and some of the possible voices from the public concerning their property or whatever. I think we've got to, you got to spin this in a positive situation, because unless you include things into your zoning law concerning this type of power systems, if not covered fully and efficiently, some of the landowners could sign up, and after 10 years, if they happen to move out, if they don't have a bond or something in place, they're going to be stuck with the bill on this. I think a lot of people should know about this too. I mean, this is
I won't be stuck with it. The landowner.
Okay.
So where does the town step into that?
Where does the town stick into it? Well, the town is, the moratorium is basically just to include comprehensive wind power and solar power parts of the zoning law, making sure it's a certain amount. Now, the biggest thing is too, Bruce, is you want to remember that, and unfortunately you haven't seen this yet, but this addresses basically commercial properties. And it does not include, say, your setup that you have right there. There's no way that it would curtail anybody's wishes to go ahead and put right. their own solar systems in.
But what I'm saying is, if the year goes by and everything's approved either way, and they walk in 10 years, what effect does that have to do with what we done?
Well, I
don't let you get the land back.
Here we go with this. As far as the town goes, not directly, but I think the town and the zoning laws should be able to protect these individuals for that in a way that if they require, and part of their licensing procedures, a bond, that would protect the landowner much better than if you hadn't got involved in it at all.
You're right, but you need a year.
So here's what I'm gonna, we're not voting on or making a decision. We're having a public hearing about it.
Yeah.
So, and we can have those kinds of conversations, and you know, if it's something we want to move forward with, and everyone, the townspeople want to move forward, well, then we'll take a step up.
Paul had some information about the possibility of the company that puts these things up moving out. What was the basis for that?
The basis for that is the companies that are putting in these energy systems, both wind and solar, have some front-loaded tax incentives. And in some cases, they've been known to use those tax benefits that they get over the first several years and then walk away from the project, leaving the landowner with the infrastructure that they are then taxed on. And the solar company or wind company is gone. They took what they wanted out of it. They got their money. And so there is that possibility that a less responsible company that doesn't have to put up money for, say, removal of the facilities after it's reached its useful life or replace them could use those things for their own benefit and not for the benefit of the town, leaving the landowner holding the bag.
So we'll have on the 19th of April. Do you want to start at 6:30? So we'll have a zoning public hearing at 6:30, immediately followed by the moratorium discussion on wind and solar, immediately followed by the regularly scheduled town board meeting. Yeah. So April 19th at 6:30, okay?
Yeah, not to get in any discussion right now, but Bruce mentioned would it take a year to get this your laws down. You can do it in 6 months, but with the COVID situation now and the meetings, very difficult to have and have public hearings and so on and so forth. I just stated a year just in case we needed extra time to do our homework and come up with something that the board and the public would appreciate.
I think the biggest thing is these large concerns, putting in these large solar or wind farms, and I don't know if there's any way to legally do it, but the people should be forewarned that if anything does go awry, that the town is responsible, but there should be some ramifications for the outfit that's pulling out so that it doesn't leave anybody holding the bag.
Well, especially if you built that into your zoning, if they have to have a permit in order to have this, that's where the town gets involved. And if you just want to leave it, you know, au naturel, so to speak, and just let them put them in, that's another issue. But, you know, there should be something that's responsible that will please everybody.
So let's do that at the meeting. And if there's more we need to... And it's not a final law. It's just a pause on any activity while we have the zoning discussions and, you know, it's just a pause. So.
Well, if anybody can clarify, I mean, the city of Oneida had a problem. They made a big one over there and it took up a large, massive area. And there was a lot of talk back and forth, but I don't know what the final result was.
I don't know. I know there's been problems in the Tug Hill. Some significant problems.
Well, the problem up there has been the windmills, and the town has to upgrade the roads to get to the windmills so they can work on them, and then the town is responsible for the upkeep. And they have to avoid that.
All right, so we will come back to that on the 19th of April and move forward, okay? All right. Everything's going well with dog control. Haven't had any problems at all. So, Beverly. How's tax collecting going?
Everything's going okay. I just did the second notices today. So those are going to get mailed out tomorrow. A lot of people used, as I had stated before, a lot of people have been using the online service, especially the e-check. So that's been pretty good. Winding down, it's really, you know, slowing down. We did get the big check from the state for the reforestation group of properties. Yeah. The county held that, but that's all because we had already made our warrant. So there was no sense in them back and forth with the check. So those came in and all the utilities came in. So we're really winding down. I think it was 150-ish bills. I think that for second notice, but I think we're doing pretty well. And it looks like Renee, Mary Ann's friend Renee, is interested in running for the position of tax collector. And she got her at least two signatures. So, and she shadowed me today and actually did some of the computer input and stuff. Going through. So I think she's going to work out really well. So I'm happy. I'm happy for the town to be able to get somebody like that. So I think that's it pretty much, I think.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And
I love when you write the big check. So it always
makes me happy. Sorry, I can only write one.
I know. And you always spell my name wrong. You write Town of Amboy.
Oh, yeah. I'll avoid the next one.
So I talked to Beth yesterday. We put in a request for $1,400 for the Justice Court grant to do equipment so she can do video conferencing with the attorneys and the defendants and all of that. And somewhere we're going to set it up out here. They gave us 637 or 73, 37. They knocked a couple of the costs down, but she has the money to buy the TV and the stand and some other equipment. And then they have to come, the justice team, tech team has to come in and install it. So now that we have the money, she can schedule with that tech team and they can come in here and take care of everything for us. So that would be a wonderful thing. So hopefully it will stay within that amount that they gave us, but if we need a little bit more for then we do have that in our contingency money so we could take care of that. Oh, I didn't see the chat. I just signed all the papers.
Usually, Nancy gets
the check. Yeah.
Let's see. A total of $455.70 was taken in. $435.70 paid to the supervisor's general fund, and $20 went to New York State Animal Population Control Program.
$435.70. I'll take it. Again.
No. And your name was on that.
My name is on that.
Seems to make the floor soft.
The annual financial report that we have to do to the state was completed, and it's been submitted to the state comptroller's office. So hopefully everything is good. We haven't heard back from them yet, but that's been done. Okay, Mr. Baxter.
Try this and see if this works. This might get me on camera. I don't know. Let's see. Oh, I think it does. I can see my. Let's see.
He just wants to be a TV star.
Yeah, there you go. Hello, Bridget. Okay, tonight's report. It's unchanged. Tuggle commissions are operating as they have been operating under recent COVID provisions. Hasn't changed. Everybody's working full time and available to help and boy as needed. The governor's executive order, I think it might have just been changed today, because until very recently it had been extended through March 16th, which would be tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so I checked today to see as we were approaching the 16th if that was going to be updated. And I found out today that it has been updated so that it's been extended through March 28th. So that's how things stand to that. And keep in mind that all that really does in terms of the significance for you is allow for remote participation by town board members. What we're doing now is Zooming with extending it to other people.
Right.
That's completely up to you, because they're not voting members of your presiding board. Okay. All that does is if one of you wanted to meet from home because of particular needs, being out of town or something like that, it's overrides what used to be the provisions that put restrictions on that. So this right here would have been unaffected either way.
Okay.
But the other thing, of course, is you're making this available to the public via Zoom because of the special provisions you're under now with COVID and closing the building use down. So it does definitely help you. So I'm happy it was extended one more time through the March 28th, even if it doesn't affect you tonight, because you've been under the old authorization. North Shore and Salmon Rivers, we talked about that at the most recent Salmon Rivers meeting. I've been trying to line up a contractor, and I do have somebody lined up now that helped me with the Orwell Town Board meeting last Tuesday, and I have another possible prospect that might not be until next year, but somebody else who might be interested in helping me. So that's good, because if I can have more than one person, there are times I could actually probably use more than one person, especially the second Tuesday of the month when I have three meetings that night, and depending on the weather, that can be a challenge. So,
cool.
The Tug Hill Commission met today via Zoom, and one of the things that came up was their next meeting, Monday, April 19th. Today's meeting was via Zoom, but we're hoping that we can do next month's meeting at least partially in person with a Zoom component to extend it to some of the commission members that can't be there for health reasons, or anybody else who might want to attend that might not want to drive to Central Square, because the next meeting is in Central Square. So it's close by to you if you wanted to attend. We'll probably have to work out something to, again, depending on how things change between now and April 19th. I know there's been talk about reducing the required separation distance between people.
Yep.
And if that happens, that would increase the number of people that could fit in the Central Square Village offices, and we're going to figure out what that number is and whether we're going to need RSVPs to stay under the meeting limit, or so I'd recommend you keep a look on the Tug Hill website and the Tug Hill Times for more information about that as we get closer to April 19th. But that's over a month away, so we've got time to try to figure that one out. As it turns out, though, a lot of the commissioners at this point actually have had at least one shot, and we'll probably have both shots in prior to the April 19th meeting, so they were feeling more comfortable about meeting in person than they have been, because they really haven't met in person virtually for the last year. And to wind things up, the Tug Hill Commission has several interesting webinars between now and the end of the month. They had one on conservation in Tug Hill. They had a primer on highways
Highways and Highway Issues, which is coming up on the 18th. They've been doing a series on letters from a Tug Hill logger, which is historical. And at the end of the month, they're going to have a session by Dave Eichhorn, who you remember from Channel 9, who's still on top of the weather, and he's doing a presentation on our changing climate and local weather. And there's more information about all of those, including reservation information at the Tuggy website as listed there.
Cool.
And that's all I have for you for tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. What time is the April meeting for the Douglas Hills Commission?
Most of those are daytime meetings and they start at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. That's
what today's was, and that's what a lot of them are. They occasionally have had some that were in the afternoon, but they're generally at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And I'm sure we move these around the region during the course of the year to try to make them accessible to everybody who wants to attend in person. And if it's anywhere close to you, normally we send out a notice to the supervisor to invite them in particular to attend. So I would expect you might get a personal email or invitation to that one.
I usually do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. One of the trainings was being held through NYMER for the harassment. 5:30 this afternoon. So that's why nobody got told, because you had to be here. So, but hopefully we'll be able to get one locked down here shortly. She did that. Well, I don't know. Tim emailed me and I didn't get that. So
she just gave me the info.
True. So as soon as we get that, then we'll, you know, get it started. And now that the weather's starting to, oh God, I'm not saying that out loud. The highway department should have ample opportunity in the near future to take that course. I got a thank you note from the Williamstown Senior Group for the check that we write them. And other than that, there is nothing. we're like at a plateau. There's no old business. Well, that was old business. And the sexual harassment training is old business. But other than that, there's no new business. So does anybody have anything? We're open for the public. Anybody got anything?
Hey, Kathy.
Yes, sir.
I emailed that to you, so you should have that. The moratorium.
Give me a minute. Yep, I got it. Right there.
It's in water. Is that okay? That's the other question.
I will print it out and make sure everybody has a copy of it. Yep. Right here.
Thank you.
I'll make sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? All right. Under new business. And Sue, you may have information about this because you reported on it. There's a possibility, if Parrish's water district gets approved, that the school district will go from paying $1,000 a year to $75,000 a year for water. And state law says that all of the municipalities involved with that school district, the cost gets spread. So I actually am looking for information on whether that's going to happen or not. Because if the school district gets charged that, it's going to fall to the taxpayers. And the taxpayers who do not live in Parrish do not have an opportunity to vote. I have a problem with that. So.
Now, are they doing their own water or are they hooking into Hastings since we're right there in Wake?
Don't have a clue. I know that there's a huge expense and you know, they're doing all of this work on it. But if it's going to, and I'm quoting from the newspaper, the $75,000, I have a problem with us having to pay for water that we will never have. And I don't understand how the cost could go from $1,000 to $75,000. Do you know anything about that, Paul or Sue?
Well, the entire cost is cut up for Parrish, $9 million to $16 million.
Sue's not.
Sue, well, let's see. No, yeah, no, Sue is unmuted, so she could speak if she wanted to, but.
What about you?
I can say a little bit, but I'm not sure where the number of $1,000 a year is coming from currently.
From the school, the superintendent.
Yeah, because I'm not sure where they're coming up with the number of $1,000 currently, because currently they aren't being provided with water. Not
exactly.
They're not being charged anything for water, but the cost of them operating their own water system is more than $1,000 a year.
Yeah.
Significantly more.
Well, I would think so too, yeah. But that's already covered yeah. in our taxes.
The $75,000 number is based on the higher number of units they were assessed, and I don't know on what they are not assessed, but potentially assessed for, since you know. They don't have the units at this point, I don't think. They had an external consultant come in. They're one of the points of difficulty. I understand the school district sent out a mailing to everybody to let them know about that. And there was a significant change in the number of units that they were to be assessed for the water district between the earlier time and the current time based on work of the current consultant. Or consultants to the project, and it's on that basis that they would be assessed more cost than they were originally thought that they would be. And you'd have to ask the consultants on what basis they made that change. I can't speak to that, but I know there would be some additional expense. But as you probably heard, the referendum was defeated to increase the spending for the proposed water system. So right now the water system is up in the air as to what future it has and how it will proceed. The parish village board is this Wednesday. The parish town board is this Thursday. I know the village has been talking about possibly pursuing this independently if the district cannot or does not proceed. I don't know what the town's intentions are. I know several of the town board members have been significantly concerned by the overall cost of the project and its escalation. So both those meetings are available via Zoom. If you go to their websites, they're very much the format of your website. It's villageofparish-ny.us and townofparish-ny.us. They are being offered via Zoom. You can certainly stay right home and attend them and observe them if you care to listen on in on what their discussions are and get any insights there might be on how they're planning on moving forward after the referendum went down. That was March 1st. So
the only reason that I even brought it up is taxpayer brought it up to me. And it's a lot of money that we would have to be assessed for with the school district.
Yeah.
And we have no say in
that. That kind of money for water. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. $75,000.
And I'm certainly not against parish, you know, doing what they need to do to improve their water, but the rollback on the rest of us who have no say in it, it's concerning.
Absolutely.
Yeah. On their face too.
now doing the finishing up the oaks, but we never paid for any of that water because we weren't local.
And a couple of years ago, one of the board members from Parrish approached me and said, you should join us with the, for the water. And I just kind of laughed and said, for who? How many of us are actually gonna get the water and we're not paying for that and nothing. So we all live too far and our area is way spread out, so it wouldn't benefit all of us, it benefits none of us.
I think it benefits the village of Parrish, they do as well, they do. They really do. You know, just over time.
The same thing Constantia did, they've voted now for years and all of a sudden.
Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
If there's nothing else, I would entertain a motion to approve the bills for the general fund voucher 31 to 50 for $26,318.14.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Larry and Holly, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. And the highway fund voucher 51 to 69 for $33,167.07.
I'll move that.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Wonderful, thank you very much. Mary Ann, this is your topic. And as always, the supervisor's financial report is available from myself and Mary Ann and Nancy Butler. Anytime you'd like to have it, feel free to have it, one of us. And I'm back open to the public. Anybody got anything?
Yes, our permit's supposed to be ready by the end of May for the sand over on this.
Oh, the
yeah, I forgot to mention that. I just talked to him last week. He figures it'd be about 3 months. He said probably about the end of May we'll be able to get in there and
the DEC mining permit?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the DEC mining permit. So
okay. Anything else? And if someone would like to make a motion.
I will do it, Jerry.
I'll second that.
We should not even bother to ask. We should just say Dick made the motion.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Thank you for attending.